Blog Talk Radio.
So this song says this. I don't know how God's gonna do it.
Don't let go. And let God. Don't let go.
Come on, say it right there in your spirit. Let go and let God. Somebody said, let go of what? Let go whatever you holding on to. Let go what's ever holding you back. Let go what's ever too heavy to bear. And let God handle it. Let God take it. Let God carry it. Let go of every battle that's not yours. And let God be God. Amen, and God bless your champions. This is, once again, this is Bishop Thurman A. Butler of Undisputed Truth Ministries, 1921 Darbytown Road, Hiranko, Virginia, where the champions are meeting every Saturday to the Lord return at 12:30. Hey, man, want to give a great shout to the family of UTM, good God Almighty, who's meeting and we're holding down, good God Almighty, the ministry. Hey, man, through pandemic. Hey, man, through persecution and tribulation. Good God Almighty, through the attacks. We have stood and we continue to stand as one family in the Lord. God bless you, UTM family. Looking forward to be with you Saturday, 12:30. Once again, 1921 Darbytown Road in the city of Hiranko, Virginia. Want to welcome you once again to Blog Talk Radio. To God be the glory, where the word is going on throughout the week. Amen. Tune in every day during the week. And on Sunday morning, don't miss your Sunday morning worship here on Blog Talk Radio. Amen. To God be the glory. Somebody say to yourself, I'm going to let go and let God. Amen. Praise God. We're talking about bearing burdens today. We're talking about being a burden bearer today. Amen, champions. I'm not going to be long. But I want you to just say to yourself, if we could entitle this, if you need it, come on, if you need it, I got it. Come on, we as the champions of Christ, we as the people of God, we ought to be walking throughout the day with the attitude, if you need it, I got it. Uh-huh. Can we go on as we're turning over to the book of Romans chapter 15? I want you to put that in your spirit, that I'm going to be a Christian that said, that has the attitude and the preparation to be able to say, if you need it, I got it. To God be the glory. As you're turning over there, we talked about, I believe, last week, somewhere on one of the studies, maybe Bible study, John and Peter at the gate of Beautiful going into the temple. When the beggar looked on them, they said, silver and gold have I none. Uh-huh. So don't you worry about taking that attitude. God ain't always going to have to give money. He said, but such as I have, give I unto thee. Tell him if you need it, I have it. I got it. Amen. I'm trusting that you have Romans 15. I'm going to say this again before we go into the word of God today. A lot of saints of God, we proclaim that we want to be used by God. And we say, Lord, use me. We even sing songs like, Lord, I'm yours, Lord. Everything I got, everything I am, and everything that I'm not, I'm yours, Lord. Try me. Try me. Try me. Everything I got, try me and see if I can be completely yours. And then God says, go get that mother, that single mother, $20. Then you don't want to be used by God. Oh, the devil is a liar. And then God ain't told me to give nobody. See, so you got to watch it. Hallelujah. When you say you want to be used by God. Because we can't pick and choose when, how, and where we want to be used Is that all right? Amen. I trust that you have the book of Romans, chapter 15. It starts off in the first verse by saying, we that are strong. We that are strong. He's talking about not the entire body of Christ. We cannot expect everybody to be strong. We cannot expect everybody to be on the same strength level. Because we are individuals called by God to have a personal relationship with God that builds day by day along the way. The Bible declares, let us grow in grace and in the knowledge. That lets us know that everybody's not on the same level. But he talks about a plateau, a level, a place where we can attain in God. It's called strength. It's called strong. The Bible declares, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Meaning that there is a level in God's authority that some people will reach. He calls them strong. He told the Apostle Paul, my strength is made perfect in weakness. He said, when you're weak, then am I strong. Because he wants us to understand, we here as God in the earth, as the servants of God in the earth, we can operate from a position of strength. Can I take my time and lay this foundation tonight? Oh, we can operate from a position of strength, but it has to be a choice. See, God told Peter, Paul, he said that when you're weak, then am I strong. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Well, what are you saying, Bishop? I'm saying the weaker an individual is that come across your path, the more stronger in God you need to be. And somebody would say, well, Bishop, if they're weak, why do I need to be so strong? Well, if they're weak, they're probably a sinner. So the question would be, well, why do I have to be strong? See, because the enemy has tricked the people of God to make us think we only need to be strong around other strong things to God. So we get around each other and we test who's the strongest. Y'all ain't talking to me. Just think they have arm wrestling. We have spiritual quotation challenges. We have spiritual worship challenges. And we believe somehow that the thing to do is when you get around saints of God who's already strong to show that you're just as strong as them. Y'all ain't talking to me yet. A lot of us, we get around other saints of God and we want to start quoting scriptures. We want to start prophesying. We want the Spirit of God to come down on us mightily so that we can show all the people who are strong our strength level. But the Bible declares in Romans 15 and 1, we that are strong should not do that. You're so anointed, you shouldn't do that. You got so much power in the Holy Ghost, you shouldn't be expressing it about other people who got power. It tells us what to do. Hallelujah. It says, we that are strong, you ought to bear. You ought to bear. Can I help us today? I'm going to move forward in the word. That's not a commandment. Right here, the Apostle Paul is not giving a commandment here. Though later in the word, we will reach a command, and I'll show you where it is a commandment. But in this particular portion of Scripture, this is not a commandment. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 3:16 that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. But it's for different reasons, and it's probable for doctrine, that's teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness. So everything is not a commandment. You have to know how to rightly divide the word. This is not a commandment here. This is instruction. And it says, everybody that's so strong that you eat meat, you are full age. Come on, somebody. You have your senses exercises to discern good and evil. See, glory be to God. If you're strong, you ought to bear. That word bear means to carry. Barrios, it means to put up with. And I don't understand, thanks to God, that you can't put up with nobody that ain't strong. Mm-hmm. You're so anointed, but you can't put up with nobody that's struggling. You can't put up with nobody that's going through a situation. You can't put up with nobody, glory be to God, who don't have the victory over a certain portion of their life. The Bible did not declare, glory to God, to get so strong in God that everything get on your nerve. The Bible never declared, get so anointed that you hate walking past a sinner and smiling. Hello, Shonda. The Bible never declared, be so strong that everybody else that's weak, you telling them they're going to hell. You're looking at them cross-eyed. Come on, somebody. You don't want to touch them. You don't want to hug them. Well, no, the Bible says that if you're strong, you ought to bear the infirmities of the weak. Mm-hmm. You ought to do that. Know why? Because the stronger you get in God, the more of his character you get. The stronger you get in God, the more of his love you get. The stronger you get in God, the more habasanda of his long-suffering you get. The more of his meekness you get. You can't tell me you got all this anointing, but you ain't got no patience. I just don't believe that God will give us a bunch of anointing and he don't give us long-suffering. Huh? He don't give us kindness. He don't give us gentleness. He don't give us mercy. I just don't believe that we serve a God that'll make you so strong that you can't have enough love to minister to somebody that's weaker than you. Anybody that's not on your level, you don't even want to be around them. Anybody that ain't on your level going to hell. Anybody that ain't on your level, you won't even speak to your own family. You won't even go across the street. You mad at the mailman. You so anointed. And the mailman ain't do nothing but bring you the bill. And you're not paying him. Glory to God. But some of us so strong, we can't bear anything. That's not the example that God left us through Jesus Christ. Can I tell you what an infirmity is? An infirmity is a spiritual or mental weakness. An infirmity is a weakness spiritually or mentally that somebody may have. It's a type of disability. It's a type of illness. It causes an individual to be unstable. So just because a person has an infirmity does not mean God throws them away. It's just a disease. It's just a foreign substance. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Stay with me, champions. We all have infirmities. Can I go deeper on what an infirmity is? I say it all the time. An infirmity is a foreign substance. Hear me close. It's any type of foreign substance that has infiltrated and changed what's trying to be produced. A lot of times I use a batch of Kool-Aid. It don't take nothing but some water and open the package. Then you put a sugar in. You got Kool-Aid. It may not all taste the same, but those are the ingredients. But if you pour any type of other substance into it, ketchup, mustard, salt, anything you can think of, if you pour any type of other substance or chemical ingredient into it, now that Kool-Aid has an infirmity. Know why? Because it's hindering, it's stopping from producing 100%. It stops you from producing 100% what's trying to be produced. Do anybody know what an infirmity is? Yet. Because we all have them. So an infirmity in the spirit, come on somebody, or even in the natural, glory to God, is anything that's hindering or stopping us from producing 100% Jesus. Do you have an infirmity? I guess you can see yours now. Because ain't nobody producing 100% Jesus. And that's what an infirmity is. An infirmity stops you from producing 100% because it's a foreign substance that has infiltrated somehow, some way, somewhere in life. Somewhere it infiltrated through your eyes. It infiltrated through your ears. It infiltrated through your heart. Come on, somebody. It infiltrated through your emotions. Something has infiltrated and is stopping you from producing 100% Jesus. That's an infirmity. And we all have them. So what are we learning here, Bishop? We are learning here that infirmities don't stop you from being strong. Infirmities don't make you not saved. Infirmities only stop you from producing what you're trying to produce. Come on, somebody say, help me produce it. So we understand that you can be strong even with infirmities. So since we that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak. Meaning that you can be strong enough to lift somebody else up. You can be strong enough to give somebody else a hand. You can be strong enough, come on somebody, to encourage somebody along this narrow way. Finally, an infirmity is something that more than likely has infiltrated the blood. Well, why do I say the blood? Because the life is in the blood. So when your spiritual blood get infiltrated, you cannot produce the life of Christ. You're going to need some help. And the Bible declares, let us study to show ourselves approved unto God. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You know what that means? Glory to God. We're studying to get to a place that we can become a workman. You are not go to church week after week. Read your word day after day. Lay before God and pray day after day. And you don't become a workman. We want to be a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Why? Because the word is what you're going to bear them with. Can I show you? Can we go on? Can I show you in the word? When we say bear the infirmities of the weak, we're not talking about through our own intellect, through our own emotions, our own way of seeing things. We're talking about through God's word. We're lifting them up. Through God's word, we're encouraging them. Oh, hallelujah. Through God's word, we're blessing them. Through God's word, come on, we're restoring them. He said, we that are strong are to bear the infirmities of the weak, and not is ourselves. There's so many saints of God, we are running around thinking about nobody but ourselves. We're saying things that we don't care how it affects anybody because I feel like saying it. Because I feel like the Lord told me to say it. And I feel like I'm led to do this or say that. Well, you're trying to please yourself. God shows me a lot of things, but I can't say it. God tells me a lot of things, but I can't carry it out. Hallelujah. It feels good under the anointing, but God didn't give it to me for me. God didn't give you that word, all that word you know, all that faith you have, all that power you got. God didn't give it to you just to enjoy. Come on, somebody. Never seen a time where so many saints of God just want to enjoy this thing. Oh, come on, let's just get together and bask in the Holy Ghost. Oh, it sounds real good. Oh, let's just get together and lay out before God. And this, no, the Bible declares that they take delight in approaching God. This thing is more than dancing in the rain of the Holy Ghost. When I was a child, glory be to God, when it would rain, hallelujah, we would get out and we'll just run and play in the rain. When the mosquito truck used to come by, y'all don't know nothing about those mosquito trucks. Unless that's down in the country. Glory to God. But glory be to God, when the mosquito truck would come, you see the whole block of kids getting behind the smoke and just running behind it, playing in the rain, playing in the smoke. And that's what a lot of saints are doing now. You're praying in the anointing. You can't wait to get to church. You can't wait for the organ to start playing. You can't wait to start shouting and dancing. You can't wait to prophesy to somebody. You can't wait to push somebody in the stomach like God is doing. Come on, somebody. Please yourself. This thing is much bigger. Somebody is struggling. Hallelujah. Somebody can't see the next place to go. Somebody can't see their way clear. And you pleasing yourself. The only time you want to pray for somebody when you got a crowd. Uh-huh. Come on, somebody. Uh-huh. The only time you got a good word and a smile for somebody is when you're going through your religiosity. But the Bible declares, they're the infirmities of the weak. And not please ourselves. Can I go on to verse 2 now? See how long one verse can take when we look at it together and decipher it together. He said, let every one of us please his neighbor. Do you know that God is not saying put man in front of me, in front of him? He's not saying putting man in front of your family. He's not even talking about you being a man pleaser. But he said that we ought to, watch this, please his neighbor for his good to edification. You know what he's saying? We ought to be walking around looking to bless somebody. See, looking to do good to somebody. The word edify means to build up. It means to encourage. To edify means to give what's lacking. Good God Almighty. Are you looking to give what somebody needs? Uh-huh. I talked about the man at the temple laying there begging, and Peter and John gave him what he needed. That's edifying. Are you edifying anybody? Are you walking around saying, if you need it, I got it. Come on, somebody. Somebody need a healing. I got it. Good God Almighty. Somebody need a good word, a kind word. I got it. Come on. Somebody need encouragement. I got it. Come on. Are you walking around? Somebody needs some more love. I got it. Can God use you to pass out what the weak need? Or the only thing we ought to pass out to the weak is discouragement. Edification means to lift up spiritually. And it's a whole dying, hurting world out here. People going through. People, all they need is a prayer, and it'll change their whole day. Good God Almighty, you may stop somebody from committing suicide. Good God Almighty, you may give a word, hallelujah, that will give revelation and change a life forever. If you are looking to edify your neighbor, the people you work with, they need you. The people you live near, they need you. They need you to have an attitude that if you need it, I got it. Anything that's sick from God, if you need gossip, you got to get it somewhere else. Y'all ain't talking to me yet. If you need hatred, you're going to have to get that somewhere else. If you need discouragement, get it somewhere else. And sometimes you got to tell people, get that out of here. I don't want it. Get what you got. Give it to somebody because I don't want it. Now, I wouldn't even say give it to somebody, but you got to let them know that ain't worth giving. If you have the things of God, if somebody needs the things of God, come on, somebody, you would be able to release it unto them. Come on, somebody. Verse 3 says, for even Christ pleased not himself. But as it is written, he said, the reproaches of them that reproach thee fell on me. And the word reproach means it's an expression of disapproval. Reproach means to hold somebody in a position and to hold judgment against them. And Christ said, I took the pain, the weight. I took the punishment. Y'all don't hear me. Good God Almighty. So when you see Satan attacking somebody, are you willing to step in and take the blow? Hallelujah, to edify somebody else. Are you willing to take the criticism just to edify somebody else? Sometimes it's not always about us. It ain't about you. It ain't about me. Sometimes we got to step in and say, I'm going to pray every night for you. And I'll take the punishment. I'll take the warfare. I'll take what's coming to edify you, to bear your burdens. Can I take you over up to hear my spirit over in Galatians chapter 6 and verse 1? Verse 1 and 2. Do anybody know what that says? It says, if a man, and they're not talking about gender. They're talking about a human. If a man is overtaken by a fault, ye, which are spiritual. Do you know that's the same thing here as Romans 15 and 1? Ye that are strong are to bear the infirmities of the weak. Well, Galatians 6 and 1 says, ye, which are spiritual. That's the same thing. Ye that got some time in this thing. Ye that has grown in grace, ye that know the Lord, ye that know what it takes, you that have made it through some things that gave you strength, you that already dislayed the giant. Come on. You already killed the bear. You already killed the lion. You slayed all the giants in your life. Now you strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. He says, well, you ought to be looking to see if anybody has been overtaken in a fault. That's Galatians chapter 6, 1 and 2, champions. Write it down. You ought to be looking to see if anybody has been overtaken in a fault. And if you see someone who's been overtaken in a fault, ye which are strong or ye which are spiritual, restore such a one. That's the commandment. Remember I told you I'm going to show you what's a commandment? I'm going to show you. Now, that's, Paul is talking a commandment. Before he was not talking a commandment. Before he was talking instruction. you that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak. Now here comes a commandment. Brethren, if a man is overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, here comes the commandment, you are commanded to restore such a one. That's not instruction. You're commanded. I'm going to show you that's a command, because that ain't come from him. See, he says, what's the commandment? Restore such a one in the spirit of meekness. That means it's a way that's legal to do it. What? In the spirit of meekness, watch what he says. Considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Now watch, this is how you're going to see it's a commandment. He says, bear ye one another's burdens. That means you can't be strong and watch somebody weak and not try to help them, try to minister to them, not try to lift them up. Because I'm going to show you where the commandment come in. The instruction is first. Bear ye one another's burdens. Instructions. So fulfill ye the law of Christ. Commandment. That's not the law of Moses. That's not the Mosaic law. That is a law of Christ, a New Testament law. You are accountable. How about a boshaka? To help somebody. You got all these titles and you so anointed. You see everybody that's struggling, and you all you can tell them is you're going to hell. Keep on. You're going to bust hell wide open. God is tired of you. God ain't tired of anything. You are. You need to be tired of being religious. You need to be tired of being so strong that you can't bear nobody else's pain or burden. You don't understand nobody else's weakness. You're so strong in the Lord that everybody going to hell but you. That's a commandment, child of God. That is a commandment. The beginning of it, bear ye one another's burden. Instruction. That's what he said in Romans 15. So fulfill ye the law of Christ. Commandment. We are held accountable for not ministering. Jesus said, when I was in prison, you visited me not. When I was hungry, you fed me not. When I was clothed, you didn't do anything. Those are the laws of Christ. You ought to tell somebody, if you need it, I got it. So that's why Romans chapter 15, verse 2 says, look ye on every man's burden. Look, you got to look. You got a desire to help somebody. God ain't going to force you to see where somebody needs you. You got to be looking. Let every one of us please our neighbor to the good of edification. For even Christ pleased not himself. But the punishment that we got, he took it. The Bible declares here, and I'm getting close toward a closing here. Verse 4 in Romans 15 says, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning. Whatever things was written aforetime was written for our learning. Glory to God. Romans 15. Glory to God. It was written for our learning. And if Christ then, hallelujah, and took on our burdens, it was for us to learn from. It's time now, glory to God, that we stop learning how to have church and start learning how to serve God. Come on, somebody. We got to learn how to serve the Master. He says that we can learn that through patience and comfort. Patience and comfort of the scriptures, you can obtain, you can receive, and you can have hope. So sometimes that's all it takes. It's patience. All it takes is comfort, edifying. Sometimes that's all a person needs. And we that are strong, we cannot be so short, patient, that we cannot comfort those that's weak. Am I saying be weak? No. Am I preaching weakness? No. I'm preaching God and his love and his mercy. God reached way down, people of God, to lift you up. Do you think he lift you up so that you won't lift up another? He says, glory to God, through patience and comfort of the scriptures, that it can generate hope. Come on. Are you ready to generate hope? Are you ready to give somebody faith that it's going to be all right? Are you going to give them faith that they can make it? Glory be to God. I tell you, come on, people of God. Travel with me, champions, over to 1 Corinthians. I just want to read a couple verses out of there. Because the Bible just declared that they were written for our learning. Things happen, and we have to recognize, because it shows us how to follow God. And a lot of times, we get in trouble with God because we're not seeing how he's instructing you. You have to see, hallelujah, how he's leading and guiding your life. Good God Almighty. And we think that, glory to God, as long as we go to church, everything's all right. But me going to church does not satisfy disobedience. You think because you pray, you think that it's okay to treat anybody any way you feel like it? Just because you praise God in church, you can let anything come out of your mouth that you want to come out? Hallelujah, somebody. This is what I'm talking about. It's a learning process. And God is trying to teach us this learning process. Glory to God. So that we can follow his instructions. He don't want us doing our own thing. He don't want us talking whenever, however we want. He want us, glory to God, to follow him. I trust you got 1 Corinthians chapter 10. I just want to read a couple of verses out of chapter 10. Because we have to not agitate, not grieve the Holy Spirit of God. Because grieving the Holy Spirit of God, we are tempting Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 9 declares, let us neither let us tempt Christ as some of them also tempted and were destroyed of serpents. Meaning that, glory be to God, when we don't follow the Holy Ghost, it's very possible to step in to a den of snakes, if I can put it like that. It's very possible to step in to destructive places. Now he says, watch, neither murmur ye, as some also murmured and were destroyed of the destroyer. He's talking about keeping your place, your spirit in a place connected to God, a kindred spirit to God. He wants you to walk like God. He wants you to talk like God. He wants you to think like God. He wants you to love like God. He says, because anything else is tempting God, because you're kind of saying, I can do it my own way. We can't do things our own way any longer. He said, glory be to God. Some did what they want, went what they want, and they said what they wanted. That's murmuring. And they were destroyed of the destroyer. Come on, somebody. Good God Almighty, I just want to put this in here. Glory to God for free. I'm going to say it. I'm going to throw this in for free. It's a nugget. Good God Almighty, God says that woe for offenses may come. But woe unto him that offends or cause the offense. He says, well, it's better for you to have a millstone tied around your neck than offend one of God's little ones. He don't want we that are strong to be offending people that's going through. He don't want us to look at our salvation and please ourselves so much that we look at somebody else and say, in the spirit, this is what some are really saying, ha-ha, you ain't got it like me. Yeah, we may not let it out our mouth, glory to God. But in your attitude, in your life, you're really mocking God. And you're murmuring and complaining of people who ain't got it like you. And at the same time, you're tempting Christ because you're sticking your chest out. Got a nerve to praise God all through the town. And won't give out a hand to the lowliest person in town. That is not God. And I'm sorry to be the one tonight to bust your spiritual bubble. Come on down a notch. Hallelujah. Come on down a little notch. I ain't talking about leave your sanctification. I ain't talking about no weakness. I'm talking about having the heart of God. I'm talking about not tempting Christ. And I'm talking about not pleasing yourself today, child of God. Say, you got to make up your mind. If you need it, I got it. And I got the heart to give it. I got the love to give it. I got the mind of Christ to give it. Glory be to God. We're sharpening our swords today. Come on, somebody. Come on, babes in Christ. Y'all hang in there. Because we're giving you some sincere milk while we sharpen our swords. It's time out for us taking our time in God. It's time for us to recognize that we have a job to do. And we as the saints of God, we are preparing ourselves each and every day to go out and edify, to go out and loose, to bind and loose. Good God Almighty, to appoint unto them beautiful ashes. It's our time, glory be to God, because the Spirit of the Lord is upon us. And we know that the enemy has come down with great wrath, for his time is short. So we that are about God's business know, glory be to God, that we don't have time. Because the longer we take, the closer a soul may be getting to eternal hell. So we have to edify and tell somebody that God is able. You know why? Because verse 11 said that these things happen unto them for examples. And they were written for admonition upon whom the end of the world may come. What that's saying, glory be to God, that there are a lot of testimonies in the Bible. There's a lot of things you've seen along the way. There's a lot of people in your church. Some of them is running for Jesus for a long time. Some people have backslidden and made it back to God. I'm closing. I'm getting ready to end this today. Some people have left the house of God, and you have not seen or heard from them since. See? Because we were so strong, we watched them get overtaken in a fault. And no one, hallelujah, went after them. We watch preachers fall away. We watch churches close. And no one goes to gather the lost sheep. No one goes to encourage that man of God, that woman of God. The attitude is not me. Thanks be to God, I'm still standing. Well, it's not about pleasing ourselves anymore. It's about going to bear somebody else's burden that they're going through. Child of God, are you willing today? Are you ready today? Have you prepared yourself today that God can use you to go into a house that's on fire and save the soul that's trapped inside hellfire. Pulling them out. Not hating the person, only hating the garment that's been spotted by the flesh. Are you prepared with enough love, glory be to God, to go out and save the prostitute? Do you have enough love to save the drug addict? Do you have enough love to save the liar, the cheater, the fornicator, the adulterer? Or your love don't go that deep? Well, I want to declare today, if your love don't go that deep, I'm going to wake you up and let you know your power is not that deep. You might think you that anointed. You might think you got that much power. But if your heart don't bleed like God, I'm going to let you know it's a false anointing. Hey, glory to God. It's a false spirit you're walking under. If you don't love everybody the same, it's a false demon that got you. And shake that thing off. Because God loves everybody. And God is reachable to everybody. God encourages everybody. The Bible says all things are lawful, but all things edify not. Good God Almighty, you got to know, glory be to God. Yeah, you can walk around and enjoy your salvation if you want to, but it ain't, glory be to God, helping anyone until you go out and see if you got the real thing through your actions. But some of us think we're beyond it. That's why 1 Corinthians 10 and 12 says, wherefore, let him that think he stand, let him that think he's so strong, let him that think he ain't ever going to have to go through nothing, let him that think he hold his tomorrow in his own hand. Verse 12, it says, let him that thinketh he stand, wake up. The next word is take heed, but I'm going to use wake up. Let him that think he stand, wake up. Check yourself out. Lest you fall. You ain't got time to help anybody else because you think you standing. Because you think you're so anointed. Because you think you're so strong. The Bible declares, take heed. And let it be you one day. How would you like it if you were struggling in an area? How would you like it if Satan knocked on your door and kicked it in? How would you feel if you was going through something that somebody else is going through? Would you want a phone call? Would you want support? Would you want somebody to love on you? The Bible declares, he that thinketh, it'll never happen to him. Take heed, lest you fall. Watch what the next verse says. Because there's no temptation that has taken you, but such as that's common unto men. Meaning that anybody can be tempted or drawn away. Meaning it can happen to anybody. The strong get tempted. The weak gets tempted. The saved get tempted. The unsaved get tempted. Good God Almighty. And when temptation is birthed inside, it bringeth forth sin. And when sin is finished, it brings forth death. Come on. Do not err. Every good and perfect gift comes from God, the Father above. But don't you think you're above temptation? It's common to man. But we thank God. Next part of the scripture says, God is faithful. I want to let somebody know tonight, God is faithful. He's faithful to bring you out. He's faithful to love on you. He's faithful to strengthen you in weakness. Faithful to this promise that I'm ready to read in your hearing. The word of God declares that God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which ye are able. Meaning that no temptation is not going to just take you over. meaning that it's a time period. It's a process. Temptation don't start with the act. Temptation starts with the thought. Temptation is not when you do it and carry it out. Temptation starts when it gets in your mind or heart to do. And God said, when it get in your heart and when it get in your mind, you may not have a person there that's ready to help you. I may not have no strong person that's ready to bear your infirmities. But he said, if no one else is there to help you, that I'll be faithful to you and not allow that temptation to tempt you above that which you're able. The next word is but. But what? But well, with the temptation, God says, I'll also make a way of escape so that you can bear it. Child of God, when there's no one to help, look to your God because he's faithful. Look to your God because he'll make a way. Look to your God because you will escape. Amen. God bless you, champions, tonight. Thank you for tuning in tonight. Looking forward for you to stay with MCI Blog Talk Radio throughout the week. We have awesome ministries to come. Your weekly word workout tomorrow at 6. Glory to God, we got Fresh Fire Friday coming. Sunday morning worship. And you'll fix at 6 next Monday. If the Lord shall tarry, I will meet you here next Tuesday, 6 p.m., that we can get in the Word. You know why? Because if it's in the Word, it's undisputed. And I'm your host tonight, Bishop Thurman A. Butler, Undisputed Truth Ministry, your champion in Christ. Amen. If I've been a blessing to you, we encourage you to correspond to us. Write, send an email. Praise God. We're located on Facebook. Praise God. You can Cash App, $ Thurman Butler. To God be the glory. There's many ways to find us if God should lead you to sow into the ministry. We believe in God for souls, which is much more important. We love you. We want you to come back. We want you to get in the Word. Let us make you an undisputed champion in your life where you'll be able to put up your dukes with the devil. Is that all right? God bless you tonight. We love you. We'll see you next week. And just remember, let go and let God. Amen. God bless you. Good night in Jesus' name.